hosting today with Drake Williams from the Cherokee FFA chapter. He's one of our area stars in agribusiness. Drake, tell us a little bit about your project.
Well, my project is my own personal business in DRWS Livestock. I mainly focus on buying breeding sheep and goats to turn back out into the pasture setting to have kids and lambs in the coming years. Most livestock is sold bred or exposed bred and sometimes veterinarian checked bred.
So what made you pick this?
About 3 years ago, a fellow FFA member came to me, and we were going to buy some calves together. It was right before summer, run some calves on grass all summer, sell them right before wheat pasture. And we sat down at the sale barn and started to really realize what these lightweight cattle were going to cost that we were interested in. And then we realized that the small animal side of things would be less risky. Instead of having $600 in one calf, we can have $600 at that time in up to 20 head of goats.
So who helped out along the way with this project?
My partner's parents have been a very significant amount of help. They've done a lot for us. My parents always support me, but it's been our business.
So you're really kind of just wanted to take ownership of this right off the bat.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And we've had some veterinarian help from my boss, Dr. Jim Starks, and any type of medication questions, if we have one go down, anything that could be related to veterinary medicine, we have an outlet there, and he's been exceptional.
Do you see this being a project that you could come back to or continue on with?
Yes, ma'am. I plan on continuing this through college, and upon completion of college, I plan on continuing it whenever I get out into the real world. I like to keep it as a hobby and get a job in an ag sales position or an agricultural management position and still be able to run this. And then upon retirement, really start to focus more on it.
Yeah.
But still have it in my mind throughout most of my life.
Well, what are some of the hardest things you learned out of this project?
Oh, man. How hard it is to rope a goat.
Some people may never get the joy of knowing that.
Chasing one around for about 700 yards. The one thing I've learned is build your fences tall and build them tight because they'll find a way to get out. But I've learned a ton communications-wise, public, customer service. And that's one thing that I really did want to focus on when we started was being able to talk to our customer every day if need be and really make sure that they're getting what they bought and enjoying their purchases and making sure they're still happy.
Well, let's talk a little bit about your FFA career because you're about to graduate. What have been some of your best or favorite moments?
Oh, my favorite moment in FFA would probably have to be at Oklahoma Youth Expo. Mm-hmm. I had a steer that we drug around all year that he just was all right, to say the least. We'd actually showed him an Enid. He won Enid. We were way shocked about that as well. And my other steer in the barn we thought was the better steer overall. Mm-hmm. We get to Oklahoma Youth Expo. We show the good steer, and he ended up third in class. And we were like, well, if this other steer makes the sale, he makes the sale, one of those deals. And he was light, weighed 1,250 pounds, and he ended up being reserve main and made the day all worth it. And it was – I had picked that steer out as a calf. I told him all along that he was the one that was better. He just needed time, and
sure enough,
he waited till the very last one to do it. Yeah,
but that's the best one, right? Wait till the best for last.
Oh yeah, exactly, exactly. I was super pumped, and him and I had a reserve cross steer the year before that. They were both same situations, but that second year, I just felt like I was tied in more with this calf.
Just a little sweeter.
Just a little, yeah. He's a little gentler. That's why I liked him more.
Well, what has FFA meant to you throughout your career?
Coming into FFA, I never knew the impact it would have on my life. It is my life now. Mm-hmm. I mean, every moment there's something to do. As the president, I feel that, I've got my team doing it. We're on top of it.
I have to say, because a little birdie tipped me off, do you incorporate your magical fiddle playing into FFA?
Yes, actually. I've been fortunate enough to play three times at the Oklahoma Youth Expo, once before the Grand Drive, and I got to play for the Oklahoma Sirloin Club.
Okay. So it has been really good for you.
It's been really beneficial, and I've got to meet a lot of new connections, even through FFA, past FFA members that are out in the real world, making a name for themselves, and they kind of know who I am, and that makes me...
Because you're the awesome fiddle player?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, what are your plans going forward? What are you going to do next year?
I'm going to attend Northern Oklahoma College in Tonkawa on a livestock judging scholarship under Miss Jennifer Bedwell over there. I plan on going for ag business and completing a two-year degree over there. After that, it's still a little unsure at this time. I'd love to go into an ag sales position or an ag management position, but if neither of those are available, I can come home and take over our stocker and feeder operation back in Cherokee.
And you'll keep playing the fiddle.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right, Drake, thank you so much for visiting with us today. Drake Williams of the Cherokee FFA chapter. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.